If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Good morning, Eric Bollert.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I loved all your tweets about the... It really is... it continues to astound the double standard for Hillary Clinton. You said, for 1.5 years, the State Department asked Colin Powell for emails, crickets from him. You say, amazingly, all of Powell's emails about WMDs are gone. Poof! They disappeared into the ether. But yes, as you tweeted, she's the one with the transparency problem.
Right.
Yeah. Colin Powell is not happy to be part of the story. Joe Connison, who's writing a book on the Clintons, reports in his new book, and this was reported in the Times late last week, that Powell suggested to Hillary Clinton, as one Secretary of State to another, use private emails. And that's what she did, and we've known this for a long time. But the press has never really been particularly interested in including Powell in the story. He used an AOL account, and they were private, and he says they're all gone. So Hillary Clinton turned over 30,000 emails. The government has gone through everyone with a fine-tooth comb. And Powell says, well, they're all gone. Sorry.
Only Republicans could take James Comey's answer to, did she lie? No. And say, you know what we need now? It would be a perjury investigation.
Yeah. And the FBI sent a letter back to the GOP kind of saying, good luck with that.
Right.
You know, Comey's comments were not meant to be taken as a legal definition. He was speaking in sort of common sense language. He thought it was reckless. There's no perjury involved. But look, this is what the Republicans have. They realize the press will be forever interested in the email story.
Crooked Hillary.
Yeah, and so they'll keep banging it and banging it because the press loves process stories. The press loves holding her to a double standard. And even if Colin Powell did the same thing, even if Colin Powell deleted, who knows how many thousands of emails that dealt with the phony pursuit of WMDs, if we read Powell's emails, would we know categorically that George Bush lied America into a $3 trillion war, that George Bush knew himself there were no WMDs? Who knows what those emails would reveal?
Yeah.
But
it's just weird they've all gone missing.
They're gone, and the press doesn't care, and Congress doesn't care, because there's only one target in all of this.
Crooked Hillary.
Yeah. I mean, well, and here we go again about the Clinton Foundation. As you tweeted, you said, I love the part where the pundits concede, okay, the Clinton Foundation helps poor people, but we still demand to shut it down because of optics.
Yeah. Weird. Look, I understand this is an unusual situation. Usually, you know, presidents like Bill Clinton start a foundation after they leave office. Jimmy Carter started a successful one. Bush, right. Reagan, they've all done it. So this is unusual in that Hillary Clinton may return to the White House. You make adjustments, you make changes, you change the focus. They announced on Friday they would not accept foreign donations and things like this. But this casual kind of flippant and arrogant demand from the pundit class who live very comfortable lives inside the Beltway, just casually demanding that this $2 billion foundation that helps poor people around the world to shut down.
Right. And once again,
I'm reading
even from the New York Times piece yesterday, Eric. Some emails and other records describe donors seeking and, in some cases, obtaining meetings with State Department officials. None showed Mrs. Clinton making decisions in favor of any contributors. Again, you're right. Here we go. And as you say, only people who build successful charities get lectured by the press about how problematic the charity is.
Yeah, this is just it boggles the mind. It's like humanitarianism versus optics. And
right.
The press sees it as a no-brainer. Of course you go with optics. I mean, if the Clintons ran... If their philanthropic pursuit had been a children's hospital,
right,
would the same pundits be like, shut it down? Shut them down.
We cannot
have the appearance of bad optics. Shut it down. I don't care if it's a children's hospital.
But and in the irony of them pointing out, like, Saudi Arabia gives money, it's like, okay, and George Bush had his tongue in that Saudi Arabian guy's ear half the time when he was here. Like, what are we pretending, like, you know, this is something new, our relationship with Saudi Arabia?
The Clinton Foundation is the most transparent foundation ever. The Bush Foundation does not reveal donations. There is no law that says a charity has to reveal its donors. The Clinton campaign has done this on its own. So rather than get credit for it, they get penalized for it. And so the argument is, well, if you wanted to curry favor with the Clintons, you would just pour all this money in the Clinton Foundation.
Right.
Okay? This year, Jeb Bush was running for president. If foreign countries wanted to curry favor with Jeb Bush, they could have poured tens of millions of dollars into the Bush Family Foundation, and those donations would be secret. Nobody said boo.
Right.
This is only,
I mean,
we're
right.
only turning charities into bad things because the Clinton name is
right.
attached to it.
Well, and here the other story is when they just, the Clintons just released their tax returns again.
Yes.
I mean, it just cracks me up that, first of all, the big story, I guess, they made a lot less money, obviously, since they've started running, you know. But you go, yeah, that's what public service is, that Donald Trump wouldn't know the first thing about. And we'll never know because where's the outcry to release his taxes from the
right.
from the media?
He categorically will not right. release his taxes. Again, the Clintons are penalized for doing the right thing.
Right. And they
do
and
the
they
right
made
thing, the, do the right thing.
Right.
Now we're going to penalize
them. And they made a lot of money, but they paid a lot of taxes, which Donald Trump probably paid nothing. But
uh-huh.
we're
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. The kind of widespread assumption now is that Trump took advantage of real estate developer tax loopholes and hasn't paid federal taxes for a very long time, and that's why he doesn't want to release his taxes. And look, what else do we know about Trump's charitable giving? He's bragged that he's given millions and millions of dollars. The Washington Post, to its credit, did a piece a long time ago showing they could find almost no instances where he gave his own money.
And meanwhile, did you see the New York Times piece yesterday? Of all the things that really should disqualify him from being president, you saw this, right? Companies belonging to Donald Trump have at least $650 million in debt, more than twice the amount shown in public filings by his presidential campaign, according to the New York Times yesterday. In addition to the $650 million liabilities, a substantial portion of his wealth is tied up in three passive partnerships that owe an additional $2 billion to a string of lenders. The debt could, I mean, obviously that's a huge issue. The tycoon has said what he said, obviously he's running on his business record, yada,
right.
yada. However, he dismissed mounting pressure even from his own party to disclose his tax returns. Trump's campaign finally showed his businesses owed at least $315 million, saying they appear to be accurate, and Trump was not required to disclose all of his business activities. I mean, there's so many
Only I can fix it.
There's so many conflicts of interest in here, Eric, right?
Yeah, the beauty was on the front page of the Times yesterday. They had that story, which
right.
you just detailed, and then right below it, they had the troubling question Clinton Foundation.
Yes, like it's the same. Right.
And they called it her Achilles heel of her campaign. So you've got Trump running this mysterious shrouded business operation that's loaded with debt and failing. And the Times sort of depicts, on the flip side, you've got this hugely successful
right.
landmark charity foundation.
Well,
and
by the way,
like, what are you doing here?
Right.
These are not on any planet equal.
Eric, this part of it should be totally disqualifying. His lenders include one of the largest banks in China, which he accuses of being a U.S. economic foe, and in the investment bank Goldman Sachs, which he says influences his rival Hillary Clinton. As president, the Times said Trump would be able to make decisions that would have major influence on his business empire and net worth. I mean, how is that just not hugely, he's in the hock to foreign governments, like how is, right?
His campaign manager just got ran out of town because it appears he was getting paid millions and millions of dollars.
Yes.
The Russian government may have been guilty of tax fraud. And the press looks at that and says, boy, the Clintons are helping poor
Crooked.
People a little too much.
Yeah, a little ironic in front of the whole lock her up. RNC that we've got, by the way, not just Paul Manafort, Trump for Trump University, and looks like Joe Arpaio could face jail time. I'm like, not entirely certain who's going to get locked up, but it seems like y'all have a better chance, right?
Yeah, it's just amazing. So, and part of this, you know, the Trump campaign is such a cascade of disasters. You know, the pressure does mount for places like the New York Times and the campaign press. You know, they don't want to seem as piling on. You know, they didn't create all these disasters. They didn't hire Manafort. They didn't create
yeah.
Trump University fraud. But there becomes this building pressure from conservatives that they're being unfair. So they look around and they're desperate to cling on something. So they cling to the emails, and now they're going back and clinging to the Clinton Foundation, and they're going to pretend that a charity, for the first time in political history, a grade A 15-year charity that's raised between two and three billion dollars, for the first time, that's going to be depicted as bad news.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
We're kind of through the looking glass here.
By the way, the only good news in all of this, the silver lining, your piece with the Trump Breitbart Alliance, the right-wing media's civil war just got a whole lot worse. I mean, this is just, I got to say, this part is entertaining to watch. You're just, first of all, as you say, Trump is just recycling irresponsible nonsense pushed by sites that are blindly loyal to him, like Breitbart. I mean, this whole right-wing fever swamp, right? You said Breitbart unleashed against Glenn Beck, who's been vocal in his contempt for Trump. Then you say at the same time, Beck's been knocking Trump ally Matt Drudge, calling him unreliable, claiming he's gone to his weird conspiratorial place since he started hanging out with Alex Jones, another one of Trump's. I mean, this is just a right-wing fever swamp.
Yeah, I mean, he's assembling quite the rogues gallery, and now we have the New York Times today reporting that, of course, Sean Hannity is advising Trump. So he's got Hannity and Ailes and Roger Stone and Alex Jones. And these are people who, within the conservative media and Breitbart, these people have been considered a punchline for years. So
yeah,
the conservative media after Election Day is not going to be able to put this all back together. I mean, this, you know, and as we've discussed, their power comes from their monolith. Their power comes from their incredible message discipline, hitting the same note over and over and over. That's no longer happening, and even after the election, the National Review and the Weekly Standard and the Wall Street Journal is never going to look at Breitbart and Fox News the same way again.
Yeah. Well, and now,
so
now
it's going to splinter.
Speaking of smacking of desperation, this Hillary health stuff is just
cutting.
It just gets more and more absurd by the day.
Yeah, it does. And this is Trump who won't release his own medical records. And if you, there was a great post on the Huffington Post last week from a doctor. If you remember last winter, Trump's, quote, doctor released this almost comical, you certainly had the suspicion at the time that it was written by Trump himself.
Right.
He's,
you know,
the most healthy person in the history of people.
Yeah, and I love he's a gastroenterologist. It's like, oh, okay, he doesn't have gas, but he's giving it to the rest of us.
and so this doctor goes through this, you know, Trump's letter from the doctor from last winter and absolutely demolishes it, saying this is a complete joke. No doctor in America would ever release a record like this. The letter looks like a complete fraud, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So Trump won't release his record. He released what appears to be a fraudulent letter from his doctor.
Yeah, like a really bad note from your mom that you wrote yourself in school. Right?
But they're the ones claiming, you know, Clinton's hiding. Look, you know, this is this is the inevitable result when you hire Breitbart to run your campaign. They're going to claim that Hillary has Alzheimer's and a concussion, and they're going to put out people like Rudy Giuliani. And it's, you know, the Republican Party is going to have to answer for this. It's not going to win them any votes. It's just going to be the spectacle.
Yeah.
Trump is the most supremely healthy person ever in the history of people.
And I hear Hillary Clinton's brain-eating amoeba has Zika.
and the key here is
Zika Brzezinski.
One quick point that gets completely overlooked. Trump simply will... He just refuses to talk about issues.
Yeah.
That's gone. I mean, this campaign will never address a serious issue from now until November. It's all going to be this nonsense about Clinton's health and things like that.
Eric, great stuff. See you next week.